guys. I'm an addict. My name's Autumn. You know, Mike had asked me probably, I don't know, 2 months ago when he came to Keith and I and asked if we would share on intimacy and relationships. And my first thought, you know, that disease thinking still of why. You know, like I can tell you what not to do. My track record can show you what not to do. But, you know, and then I, today, kicked in and said, what an honor. You know, to speak at a retreat that for the past 3 years has kept me clean. It's a beautiful thing. You know, and I really related a lot to how Keith opened up. You know, when it came to intimacy, it was sex. When it came to relationships, you know, it was, who can I meet to get what I want? You know, how can I play you to get what I want? Because I had to have that upper hand. And I wasn't always like that. You know, I was a free-spirited kid. And I always saw the good in people, even when they weren't so good. You know, but my disease hardened me to the core. You know, through a lot of these relationships that I had been through, men or women, I had gotten hurt along the way, and I in turn had hurt a lot of people because of that. You know, I took it out and made it everybody's fault. Intimacy was no more. I mean, intimacy and vulnerability go hand in hand, you know. Intimacy to me, that means that I need to be open, and I definitely was far from open. You know, and like a lot of us addicts, I think, you know, we come in here and we're so broken and we just want to feel better. We want that instant feel good. I know I did. And I still couldn't understand that therapeutic value of one addict helping another and that having to open up is how this was going to work. You know, having to trust another woman with my life, you know, to actually admit that I don't know what I'm doing and I need you to show me how to stay clean a day at a time. How to become a productive member of society. And I'm a very proud woman, so it took a while. It took a long while and a lot of hurt that probably... No, I can't even say that because obviously it was necessary for me to realize, you know, what I was doing. But, so this, I mean, I had been in and out of the rooms for years and years and never truly understood that concept of, having healthy relationships and being intimate, not just with men. You know, I thought because I had always had more male friends that's what I was comfortable with, but it was really because I could manipulate. I could get what I wanted. Humor is one of my biggest defense mechanisms and sarcasm, so I was the girl that, you know, made them laugh. I was the girl that had something witty to say and all a bunch of bullshit. It was just a facade. So I decided when I had moved down into this area, I'm from Erie originally, I moved down here with a garbage bag full of clothes and a halfway house that I didn't want to be in because I was too good for that. And I started letting some women into my, past that wall that I had built. Slowly, it took a while. And I started listening. I started listening to, you know, the spiritual aspect of this program, and that there was hope for me. That I didn't have to die. I didn't have to die an active junkie. That I, in fact, wasn't a junkie, that I was a woman. I was a woman of substance and a woman of belief. So, some things that happened as a result of my decision-making, because I thought that I could save a man from his active addiction, and the night that all came to a head, and I had a choice on whether or not to get in the truck with him or get in the van with a friend of mine and go to my home group, and I got in the van. And I met my sponsor that night, and that isn't God, I don't know what is. I mean, I was holding on by a thread at that moment. Because I'm a runner, naturally. You know, none of you people knew what you were talking about at that point, and you all were just completely full of it, and you guys were just trying to control and brainwash me, of course. But, I think that's the night, and that was with about 7 months clean, that I finally surrendered to the fact that a relationship with this woman was going to save my life. That by a day at a time, opening up to this woman was going to make me the woman that I deserve to be. Because obviously I didn't really have even an understanding as to who I was, but I thought that I was worthless at that point because I had made so many mistakes over the years and started over so many times that people were just sick of my shit and they didn't want me around. So this woman believed in me enough to say, all right, call me every day. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm going to do everything in my power as long as you're willing to put in the footwork. And that started the first real intimate relationship I ever had. And with a woman was just, inconceivable. I hated you. I hate all you women. Especially the happy ones. Like, you're just going to be sick. Like, what are you so happy about? Like, you've got to be high. What are you smoking at home? So through that and through, you know, getting involved and coming to these events, I think is what finally started to open me up a little bit. My first year here at the Unity Retreat, I couldn't even speak for, like, the first day just because I was just so amazed at everything around me, and I was so overwhelmed, and I had so many moments that first weekend of just chills all over my body because I knew that God was there. That God was speaking through every single person I talked to. You know, going out to Treasure Lake that summer, too, right before the retreat, I remember being the same way. Like, I didn't even know how to act. I didn't even know how to talk to people, men or women, because I was just so vulnerable. I had to start becoming okay with who I was, and that was tricky. You know, and step work started, and slowly I started to realize that I'm not that bad of a person. You know, I'm an addict, and a day at a time, without using, no matter what life threw at me, that I could grow. And, you know, I started feeling better about myself, and I started getting a better outlook on life and on who I was. And a friend of mine got out of prison. And who did I resort back to? I resorted back to that, I me mine. It didn't feel good, you know, and it backfired, and I ran, because I still, at that point, didn't know who the hell I was. I didn't know what a healthy relationship meant by any means. Take somebody else's feelings into consideration, yeah, right. I couldn't even understand it. But when I started digging deeper into step work, I started to question myself and my motives more and more. You know, what part was I playing in this? Am I playing the part into making someone else feel badly because I feel bad about myself? Like, how fair is that? And my sponsor, she gave me a swift kick in the ass for that. Yeah, she's loving and caring and kind at the right moment. And I'll tell you what, I implicitly trust this woman, and I truly believe that the women in my life are my eyes and ears and my mirrors. You know, they show me what I don't see, whether I refuse to see it, can't see it, deny to see it. So I took some time to focus on what I had needed to focus on from the door, and it was amazing how once I let that wall down and started this intimate relationship with me, with my God, how things just fell into place as they should be. And I started praying for my God's will to be done and not all of me. When I realized that it's not Autumn's Anonymous, it's Narcotics Anonymous, and realize that, you know, the steps are set there in order for a reason, and it's not about how I want to do it, it's how it was done before me and how it works for other addicts. And in turn, like, that intimate relationship that I built with my sponsor turned into me being of service to other women and reaching my hand out to women that are newly in the fellowship. And words can't even describe. So by letting those walls down, like, I was able to not only open myself up and get honest about what was going on with me, I was able to help some women through their step work and share that experience with them to let them know that they're not alone. Because I'm finding more and more with women that I talk to that a lot of us felt a lot of the same stuff. And I remember feeling like so alone in my mind, like, I thought it was crazy. Still am a little bit, but I mean, it's a good kind of crazy today. And what's great about that, too, is finding people that are your kind of crazy. You know, my whole life, all I had ever wanted to be was a mother. So when they told me, 10, 11 years ago that I couldn't, I had accepted that. I said, okay, I'm going to be a perpetual aunt. I'm going to have dogs and cats, and that's going to be my life. I'll babysit for you, and then you get to take them home. So, you want to talk about it. You know, this relationship that I had built with my husband-to-be, and the work that I had done on myself, and the work he had done on himself, God returned the favor. With a gift of life. Still blows my mind. And now I feel like this open book. Because my body's not my own right now. It's completely not my own. And that's, it's really bizarre. And beautiful at the same time. And because of those intimate relationships that I've built, if I don't know what's going on in my mind, even when I'm crying for no reason, I can call a woman in Narcotics Anonymous who has been through it, who's experienced motherhood, and ask for their guidance. Tell me how you did it. Because even within the past like couple months, because I've been up and down so much, yeah, the thought has crossed my mind. Like, my back hurts. My back is killing me. So where does my mind go? Why do I have to be an addict? Why can't I just take something for pain? Why can't I just be quote-unquote normal? Well, not normal. Newsflash. I'm an addict. You know, I've been fighting the epidural versus natural versus Demerol shot in the hospital. And you know what? I have to be honest with myself. I have to do the right thing and not flip that switch inside me. Because I want the easier, softer way, especially in childbirth. But the relationships that I've built, I have people that are honest with me to help me see what I need to be seeing, to resort back to the basic text. What does it tell us tonight? To resort what works for women for years and years and years and years and years in this fellowship. You know, that's my handbook. That's my handbook to life. It's that basic text. I'm bouncing it off of you guys. Like, it's so hard for me to get up and speak in front of people. But it was suggested to me by my sponsor that it was the best decision to accept the privilege to be up here and share on it. And I'm really grateful that I'm here this weekend. I'm grateful for you guys listening to me today, and hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Thanks.